Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 123. I'm Christy, your host, and I wanted to thank you for being patient. I've not recorded anything in probably at least 4 weeks. I have recorded things on my phone, but the sound has been really bad, so I haven't posted anything. My mom was in the hospital for the past month recovering from having a stroke, so I've been back and forth from Delaware to New York trying to take care of her and my father, and then juggling taking care of my kids. So it's been a really emotional roller coaster for me. But as I've been going through this like bevy of emotions with fear, the realization that like I'm in a new phase of my life with my parents getting older, and it's just really wild because your life is moving constantly and you go through plateaus where you just, you know, you kind of coast and you don't really have to think introspectively at all, or you don't really get challenged. But during the challenging times, like the month that I've just been through, you really do get to like exercise your will and your emotional strength and your patience and all of the things that I, you know, I'm constantly trying to practice being better at. I just went through like a master class of working those muscles. It's been hard. It's not been the easiest month. And I've had a lot of breakdown moments with me and my family. And it's just been really, really, I would say, like, interesting. Because if I were in a different place, I would say it was probably hell. But since I'm in a new space mentally and emotionally, I can observe it and just think to myself, okay, what am I to learn from these experiences? Where do I need to get better? And that is, you know, that those are signs of growth anyway. I haven't behaved perfectly. I'm not perfect, but I am, you know, handed these things in life to try and become a better, stronger version of who I want to be. That's all life really is. I feel like it's this masterclass of self-improvement if you choose to look at it that way. You can also look at it as, you know, kind of like life happening to you, which would mean you're a victim, and then you have every reason to think, you know, negatively and to go on a downward spiral. But I am 46 years old, and I've chosen at this stage of my life to look forward. And I have to remind myself all the time, look forward. This is not something that just comes naturally to me. I'm working and practicing on it becoming more natural. But for the most part, you know, everybody is human, and we go back to the default of that negative loop, and questioning things and self-doubt and all that stuff. So I think part of the beauty of the experience of getting through things is to reflect and to think to yourself, like, okay, this is temporary. And that's another thing I have to remind myself of when I'm in a situation where I just feel like I can't breathe. I tell myself, like, all right, this sucks for sure, but it's temporary. Like, nothing lasts. Nothing good, nothing bad, nothing, like, nothing calm and steady. It doesn't last. Like, life is constantly moving, and our job is to roll with it. I think of that that famous quote by Bruce Lee when he says, like, be like water. And water can be so many things. Water is not stagnant. You pour water into a vase, it's the shape of a vase. You pour water onto the floor, it's flat. Like, Water can be super violent. Water can kill people. Water can nourish people. There's so many different ways that we need water to exist. So I try to look at life and my life in that way, as it's being like multifaceted and really complex. Like, and you can't, I think one of the most important things that I've learned over the past year is not to judge, and I'm not to judge others for sure. Obviously, that's a given, but not to judge myself. That's been a really uphill thing for me to master, because I'm constantly judging myself. And I think that that's really hurt me in the past. It's really made me feel, you know, a sense of deep insecurity and unworthiness on a level, you know, that I never needed to be on. I was doing all of that to myself. Like, we literally live in these prisons in our head, emotionally, like spiritually and mentally, and it's wrong. We're never really taught how to be our own coach. We're never taught to, you know, love ourselves and to be easy on ourselves. Like, it never occurred to me to not beat myself up, because I felt like that was my way of achieving. And in the meantime, it was the opposite. It was my way of not achieving, because I went through the world wearing these foggy lenses, you know, walking through life with these lenses covered in fog, because I don't even know why. I probably need to do some unpacking on that, why I did that. I guess it was probably, you know, programming from my childhood, or just the nature of the people that I was around. Like, you learn everything from the company that you keep, and that's why all of these successful people say, watch who you spend time with, because you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. I think our job as adults is to make sure that we cultivate the proper peers that we want to emulate, that we admire, that we respect and love. Because as children, we don't get to choose who we spend our time with. We live with our families, and we are forced to kind of like absorb whatever it is that we are surrounded by. So a lot of people, I'm finding, don't have the perspective that I have. And it's not because they don't want to or don't agree. They don't have to want to or agree. They just don't have the outlook and the perspective on life that I do. And it's what everybody calls the matrix. Everybody's stuck in the matrix. The matrix is like a program in your brain, a loop of thinking where, you know, and it's true. I mean, a majority of people work full-time jobs. They want to get married and have families. They're in this cookie cutter existence of being on a hamster wheel, essentially, and living to raise your kids, pay bills, retire, and then die. Instead of looking at life as kind of a journey, they are on just like this upward trajectory of the American dream, I'll call it. And life can be so much more robust and complex. And the thing is that it takes risk. And who wants to take a risk, especially in the middle of your life? It's like you've worked your whole life to get to a certain level, to make a certain amount of money, or to, you know, I guess, accomplish things. And then when you get to that point, you're like, oh my God, this isn't what it was supposed to be like. That's where I was. And that's where I think a lot of people are. I mean, I talk to so many people that are just like kind of going through the motions, and it's crazy to me because it doesn't need to be that way. It can be like stimulating and exciting, and it just takes a tremendous amount of courage to be able to do the things that you need to do to accomplish the things that you want to have in the world. It's not easy, for sure. It's not easy, and especially when you have a level of responsibility, like children and a house and, you know, the lifestyle that you want to maintain. It's like you're not just going at it alone. You're taking your family with you. You're taking all the risk, and it kind of like, you know, the weight of everybody else on your shoulders too. So it's a lot. I get it. It's not easy to do, but it's worth it. I feel it in my bones. It's worth it. So I don't know. I mean, we can get into it next episode too, about how I've taken the leap and I am seeing myself through the most anxiety-ridden, exciting, challenging, and scary time I've ever had in my whole entire life. This is like jumping out of a plane and not knowing if the parachute is going to open. That's exactly what this journey is that I'm on. And I'm scared, but I'm also exhilarated, if that makes any sense. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you liked the episode. I'm going to get into more part two next week's episode, but I hope you guys are having a great week. Thanks for being patient and hanging in with me while I'm riding this wave of, you know, this part of my life and this part of my journey. So take care. Have a good week. If you guys like this episode, hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and go to www.stylereform.fashion. We have the whole new spring collection up on the website now. We're going to be introducing new pieces every single week, but we have some starting now. They're limited quantities, and it's my expression of how much I love fashion, how much I love creating, and the prettiest things that I could imagine. So go ahead, go shopping, and you can get a 20% discount by typing in the code POD. Okay, see you soon.